All right, Doug. So I know that you reached out to the Raptors. You said on social media that, this matter is being handled internally. I'm just going to paraphrase you. What do you know about Pascal and Nick? And I'll just ask you. I mean, Shams is generally, I think, pretty good. And this would be a couple of times that he would have had stuff that the organization would push back a little bit on, I would think. So I'll just leave that with you.
Look, I'm not Woodward and Bernstein, but it took me 65 seconds to refute that report.
Okay.
So let's just go that way.
Right.
But yeah, obviously Nick and Pascal have had history in the past. They suspended him for a game early in the year when he left the bench after fouling out and went right to the locker room. And they suspended him for a game for, I presume, contract. Well, they didn't suspend him because that would have cost him money. They benched him for a game. Mm-hmm. So obviously there's a little bit of friction there. And Sunday night, Pascal Siakam had not played in the fourth quarter. They lost a tough game against a bad team in Cleveland, their eighth loss in a row. And I'm sure there were words exchanged. You guys been around athletes and their coaches. They fight all the time.
Yep.
And players fight with players and coaches fight with coaches. This happens in the course of a successful season, let alone eight games into an eight-game losing streak. So I'm sure there was something said. I'm sure there were words exchanged, and I'm sure they'll deal with it in-house. And if they have to hit him with a little bit of a fine just to sort of slap him upside the head, that's what they'll do. But I think this is run-of-the-mill professional sports behavior given the circumstances.
I just want to be clear here, Smitty, because so what you're refuting, the size of the fine, the nature of the fine, like what are you refuting?
As of right now, there has been no fine.
Okay, as of this moment.
There may be, but okay. I was told on the record that they are discussing the incident. If they're discussing the incident, and will determine a course of action. But as of right now, there's been no fine. There may be one, there may not be. They may just have a meeting and get the agent in there and say, hey, shape up or watch out.
Okay, and if they, remind me, in the NBA, if a team chooses to fine a player, what does that have to run? Does that run through the Players Association? Is it like, what's the procedure?
No, they can levy a fine. $50,000 is the maximum. So that after that, then you can get into arbitration and that kind of process. So that's why 50K is the top number. But teams could levy fines on players for conduct detrimental to the team,
right?
Any number of reasons without having to clear it through anybody.